And then,
hello?
I said, let's go.
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'll make sure to get you taken care of today. And are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
All right, good deal. We'll go ahead and get started. Can I please have the spelling of your first name?
Renee, R-A-N-A-E.
Okay, and that was R-A-N-A-E?
Yes.
Okay, what's the spelling of the last name?
Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. And what's a good callback number in case we got disconnected?
850-288-0171.
Thank you. I have 850-288-0171.
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to opt into our text feature where we send you the driver's information and the ETA?
Yes, that'd be amazing.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. I need two pieces of information from you. One will be the policy number and the last six of the VIN. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. B as in boy, A as in apple, 09000001549.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me? I didn't know which one you were starting with. Is this your policy number?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead for me.
B as in apple. I'm sorry, B as in boy, A as in apple, 09000000, so that's five zeros, 15499.
Thank you. And what is the last six of the VIN number?
319236.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
319236.
Thank you. Just a moment.
Okay. If possible, we'd like to just leave the key where we're going to have it dropped off at.
Okay, so I just need to get some additional information from you. What is the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle?
It's a 2018 Ford Focus, and it's silver. And it's got our exit logo on it.
And what's the issue that you're having with the vehicle?
It just died. We've been having problems with it.
Are you requesting a jump start or a tow service?
No, just a tow. Just a tow.
And does the vehicle have any power as far as with lights or anything?
No.
Okay, so I'm assuming that even if you put the vehicle in the on position, it will not shift out of park and go into neutral?
It will, but we're not going to be there with the key. The key's going to be at the dealership.
Is there any way possible that you can leave it with the vehicle? when they tow the vehicle, they need the tires to roll.
Yeah, it's a front-wheel drive, so if they bring a rear loader, you know, they'll be good.
I'm sorry, repeat that for me.
Come on over here. This is the...
It's a front-wheel drive vehicle, so as long as we don't have a bad tow truck, they'll be able to scoop it up.
It depends on what type of tow truck that they come out with, and you're just not able to leave the keys with the vehicle?
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. We need a request. We don't need a bed. We need the rear, the one with the rear, whatever you call that. I don't even know what it's called. But all tow trucks have both of them, so it shouldn't be an issue.
It just depends on what they have available. So I have a question. Are we leaving the vehicle unattended today?
Yes, correct.
We've had to.
Okay, so what we'll do, we'll do it as an unattended tow, and they'll just probably have to bring some special equipment to get it. Just make sure that at least one of the doors is unlocked. And do you agree that leaving the vehicle unattended, we're not responsible for anything that happens before the driver gets there?
Correct, but we're not going to be back to the vehicle. I mean, if we were going to go back to the vehicle, we're not going to leave it unlocked regardless, but we would, if we could get back to the vehicle, we'd meet you with the key. All they have to do is back up to it, hook up to the car, the front of the car, and tow it to the dealership. I mean,
I wasn't aware if you were with the car or not. I thought that you guys were still with the vehicle currently.
No, we left.
And it's clear on the other side of town, so it's just not an easy way to get back to it.
Okay, let me make some notes for the driver. Give me just a moment.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we're getting everything set up for you. Give me just a moment. And was today's service a result of an accident?
No.
All right, just got to get you mapped and located here. Give me one moment. And the place that the vehicle is located, is it a business or a residence?
It's a residence.
All righty. And what is the address of the location?
1034 South Old Corey Field Road.
What's the word after South?
Old Corey Field Road.
That's OLD.
Yep, Old Corey, Corey, Field Road.
Thank you. Does the driver need to be aware of any apartment numbers or gate codes?
Nope. It's You can note that it's a corner lot on Dexter and Old Clorfield.
All right, so I have 1034 South Old Clorfield Road, Pensacola, Florida, 32507.
Correct.
All righty, and the place that the vehicle is going, you say it's going to a dealership. Are they expecting as far as with the arrival?
They are, correct.
And what's their closing time?
8 p.m.
And do they have after-hour drop-off?
I'm unsure.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Is there any way that we can find out in case we can't get it there before closing? We just have to use it as a precaution?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about 8 hours. It should be taken care of, right?
Yes, but in case they ever get backed up or something happens, we just take precaution.
Can you just have the driver call me if that's an issue?
Okay. What I'll do, when I reach out to a provider, if we can't get it there before 8, we'll let you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
What's the address?
It is 6397 Pensacola Boulevard. That's Pensacola, Florida, 32505.
All right, it's showing it's going to the Ford dealership.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider to get everything set up for you. I do see here under this coverage that you do have $100 coverage for a tow service. For any reason, if you did end up having any type of out-of-pocket expense, we'll let you know before we set up the service. And you do have as far as with the text message feature. So once you receive that, that will let you know that you're good as far as with the service and you don't owe anything out of pocket. But if there's any discrepancies, we'll definitely give you a call as well.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I hope all is well. You guys have a good day, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.